Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And as I was asking the Lord what He would have, I thought there was a psalm that He quickened to me, and I thought that might be of particular significance and important for us now to consider where we are in our walk with God, because it's a beautiful declaration by David of, in spite of all the trials, the difficulties he went through, there were certain truths, certain spiritual guidelines, hallmarks, ways of determining direction that never changed. Why? Because we serve a God who doesn't change. As humans, beloved, everything in our world, in our lives, everything is in a state of flux, of change. Nothing ever stays the same. And even in terms of our own life, what we could be feeling at the present moment, 5 minutes from now, we could be feeling quite different, physically, mentally, spiritually. It depends on the events that are occurring around us. But beloved, I believe one of the greatest keys for spiritual poise and peace and strength and trust in the work that God is doing in our lives, because it says He will perfect that which concerns thee, is a knowledge that it does not depend on us, our abilities, our wisdom. We would fall short at any time. We can't perfect that which concerns us, but He can. The power of the Holy Spirit, His operation in our life, the wisdom He imparts, all we have to do is ask, right? That's what James said. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. He doesn't chastise you. He doesn't make you feel bad if you're asking for wisdom. In fact, that brings delight to His heart. He wants us to know His ways. He's not hiding from us. He wants to reveal Himself to us. So, without further ado, let's read Psalm 16. And let's hear it even, it doesn't matter how many times you've read this psalm. Here, let's ask the Holy Spirit to give us new ears to hear, a new understanding for our spirits as it can relate to our lives and where we are right now at this particular moment, this particular season in each one of our lives. Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. He's asking for divine protection, that nothing that could come against him of the enemy, of the world, would hurt him, but he's asking to be kept by the power of God. And he goes on, he's sort of meditating here, O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. And here, what do we see? That he fully understands the greatness of his God, how perfect in all of his attributes, his unchanging nature, his qualities of beauty and perfection and love and attention to detail. He's the creator of the universe, the creator of mankind, creator of everything that exists. All things have been created for his pleasure. He takes pleasure in that which he's created because it is good. Remember he said that? The days of creation, he saw what he did and he said, it is good. And with man, he said, it is very good. We were created in his very image and likeness. And then, so he realizes that he understands his position. God is the Lord. There is none like him. There's none beside him. But his joy is in being in fellowship with like-minded believers, those who acknowledge the Lord, who worship the Lord, who understand how perfect, how beautiful he is, and his ways, how excellent they are. And then he considers those that don't choose the way of the Lord. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names into my lips. The Lord, on the other hand, is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The safety, the protection, the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord that he's experienced is a result of God's love and attention to him. And that's true of every one of us. He's maintaining our lot, the things he has prescribed and ascribed to us for our life, for every season, every moment of our life, he is with us. And he comments, David does, the lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. He has beautiful possessions, material and immaterial, those things that God has given that are without price, peace and joy, security, the things that come from the hand of God to those who love him and worship him. And he goes on in verse 7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. He's thanking God because God has done that. He doesn't pray in disbelief. He knows God is a good God, his Father, and God wants to answer him. If he's not certain, he's waiting on God for direction. My reins, the heart within me, my spirit within me, also instruct me in the night seasons. God ministers through our spirit man to our hearts. And verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. If you want stability and certainty and assurance in the storms of life, what? You have to do as David did, set the Lord always before you. Scripture tells us if our eye is single, our whole body shall be full of light. And we can't be distracted by the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil, because Jesus is our all in and all. Who would want to turn away from such a beautiful God, such a faithful Lord, a God who was willing to sacrifice himself to the uttermost to assure the fact that we would be again restored to fellowship with him, not be separated by sin. But Jesus paid the ultimate price in the plan of God's salvation that He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. God, as we know through the Old Testament sacrificial system, he needed a perfect sacrifice. You daren't not order any or offer any animal or pigeon or dove that had a defect in it. And so just as we could not be a perfect sacrifice, he had to send his own sinless son who glorified his Father at every moment in time of his earthly life, and also not only glorified him, but finished the work that his Father gave him to do. And because David realizes this, because the Lord's always before him, that he's not going to be moved, he has the absolute confidence that God is with him. And we can have that same trust and confidence and assurance. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. And this is a messianic reference here. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And in the King James, that's capitalized, Holy One. And verse 11, the last verse, this is so powerful. Thou wilt show me. You are going to show me. I don't have to guess. I don't have to make various attempts, but you will guide me in your wisdom. You will show me the path of life, the way that leads to the presence of God. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Have any of us arrived in that place? Fullness of joy? And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Not just in this life, because God is a good good God and loves to shower his people with good blessings from his hand, but also referring to the joys of heaven, which eye hath not seen or ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So I've shared this psalm, and so let's break especially this last verse down. Thou wilt show me the path of life. That word show, the root Hebrew word there is yada, to know, to ascertain by seeing, to cause, to discover, to have understanding. So David had that assurance that as he sought the face of the Lord, as he kept the Lord before him, he would discover, he would know, he wouldn't be in the dark, he would see, he would be absolutely confident of what God was showing him and the direction he was to walk in. He was going to have understanding. He wasn't going to be confused. That's for each one of us, beloved. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And that Hebrew word, orach, it's a well-trodden road, a highway, not hidden. In other words, it's not some faint path that leads through a heavy forested area, but it's very clear, it's visual, it's visible, and one that can be walked upon. It's not filled with all kinds of ruts and gullies, but it's well trodden. It's been smoothed out by the feet of those who have gone before. And isn't that true for each of us? There have been countless saints that have gone before and showed us the way, and they're beckoning us on to come, continue our path in holiness and fear of the Lord and in joy. He will bring this to peace. Now, he's not hiding it from us. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we will continue to look at this tomorrow. There's a number of scriptures I want to share with you that just substantiate the truth of this one psalm. There's so much beauty and hidden meaning in just the simplest of verses, and it's our joy to be able to discover them and run them out and savor them. I love you, and I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I personally read and answer the mail. There's no one else, and God has so ministered through the minister of correspondence that I have huge files, testimonies of those that not only have had prayer answered, but how God ministered to them through the letters that I would send. God's timing is perfect. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Yeah.